cheer. Tell me that your love, little angel, is true. Oh, that your love is true. Oh, that your love is true.
Play that I want to tell you about is that Romeo and Juliet. Now there is a real thing. It's a story about how this boy and girl was in love of one another, don't you see? It is. And everything would have been all right for them except that their daddies didn't get along. They didn't. And when the play opens, Juliet's daddy is throwing this big fancy dress ball, and he invited the whole town to be there, but he didn't invite none of Romeo's people to come. And his buddies learnt of it, and they put him up to slipping on a costume and slipping in at this party. And he was a spunky kind of a boy, and he done it. I think. He done it, and he got in there, and everything was going good. Till all of a sudden, this girl, Juliet, come down the stairs. And he was so struck by her that he give a soliloquy right there. He did. And it wasn't about being or not being. It was about doing or not doing. Well, the do's, they won out over the don'ts. And so what he done, he got her by the hand and started to take her out in the yard. And we'll never know what it was that there's going to do out there. We won't, because this fella Tybalt recognized Romeo for who he was and come up on him a-trying to pick a fight. But Juliet's daddy, he didn't want no bloodshed right there in his living room. He didn't, so all he done, he run Romeo off. But Romeo didn't go straight home. No, he didn't. He went out and hid in the yard till everybody left the party. And then when they had all went, he popped up and looked around. And he seen this light come on away off yonder. And he says to himself, he says, hark. He says, what light by yonder window shines? He did. And let me tell you, Juliet stepped out of her bedroom window onto this stoop. And she give a soliloquy. She did, friends. And somewhere in it, she says, Romeo, Romeo. She says, wherefore art thou, Romeo? And he popped up and says, I'm right here. I thank you. Well, as it happened, there was this great big pea vine growing up to where she is a-standing. And so he clumb up it. He clumb up it, and that is where they had that balcony scene. And they hadn't been there but just a few minutes till he asked her to marry him. And that shows that he was an honorable boy about it all. Well, she says, when? And he's... Well, he says, now, and that shows that he wasn't up there for no light courting. He wanted to get on with it. Back then, the reason everybody lived in castles was that there was so many of them to put up at nights. Well, there was so many of them there that they had to keep a preacher on duty day and night. Fella Friar Lawrence was his name. And so Romeo and Juliet, they went downstairs and woke him up and told him what it was that they wanted to do, and he thought that was all right. So he married them right there. But then, don't you see, it was a question of where they was to spend the night, things being how they was and all. And Friar Lawrence told Romeo that he ought to go on home that night. And Romeo, he didn't take to it too hot. He didn't, but he did. He went on home that night, and then Romeo thought that he'd better go off and lay low till things cooled off. And while he is gone, friends, Juliet's mama took a great notion that Juliet ought to get married. And then she was in a bind. She was. Because she didn't want two husbands, because she figured that Romeo would be enough to take care of by self. And so she went back down to Friar Lawrence to see what she ought to do. And he mixed her up a drink, and she drunk it, and she fell out across the bed there, and everybody thought she is dead. And they had this big, pretty funeral, and laid her out in this family tomb and all. And before that Friar Lawrence could get word to Romeo that she wasn't really dead, some of them mean boys that lived in that town told him that she was dead. And he figured life didn't hold nothing for him. So he went out and got him this big can of lye to drink. So he went over to this tomb where it was she was laid out, and he opened the door of it, and he says, "Oh, my love, oh, my wife." He did. And he went in, and he drunk the lye, and kissed her, and says, "With this kiss, I die." And he fell out across to there. And he was a big boy for his age. He was. And the impact of him, a falling on her, woke her up. And she woke up, didn't know what was going on, and she looked there and seen Romeo a-laying dead. And then she figured life didn't hold nothing for her. And then she took his knife and run it into herself, and she expired. She did, friends. And the moral of it is, if you've got a boy that courts a girl that you don't like, or the other way around, if you don't want the expense of a double funeral on you, the best thing for you to do is to let them have a cheap wedding.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: "At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man." Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Thank you so much for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I would like to thank all of the stations that do carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station. Also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, standing for West Virginia's Proud Veterans, and they're proud to be first in Ritchie County. AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Out of Florida, Two Star Radio. And out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM. WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco. And AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. Also, out of Andrews, North Carolina, Andrews Community Radio. Out of Denver, Colorado, Classic Hits 1630 AM. The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. And our latest affiliate, Dark Classics Radio, right there in Dark County, Ohio. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of the stations that carry the program, check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. I spell my last name, C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out all of their websites and check out my blog while you're there. You are listening to the Jason Kirkman Show.
It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow and I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. Remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me, I was happy because you were pleasing me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
Well, we had some great songs and a little comedy. We had Eddie Cochran with Little Angel, followed by Andy Griffith with Romeo and Juliet. Great comedy. Jimmy Dean, what a classic, with Big Bad John, followed by Burl Ives with Funny Way of Laughing. Here's an old goodie by Hank Williams Sr. It's called Dear John.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note up on my door. Said, don't make me no coffee, babe, 'cause I won't be back no more. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John.
I've sent your saddle home. Now Jonah got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a guy that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John.
I fetched your saddle home. With no address, nor she didn't say goodbye. All she said was, if you get blue, just hang your little head and cry. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John.
I've sent your saddle home. Now my gal's short and stubby, she's strong as she can be. But if that little old gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that's all she wrote. I've sent your saddle home. Now Jonah got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a man that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John.
I fetched your saddle home. Now I went down to the bank this morning. The cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, but your wife has done been in. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John.
I've sent your saddle home.
The estate of Dr. Rajan Verma filed a lawsuit in July against the Trough Music Hall in Buffalo, New York, after Dr. Verma fell to his death following a concert when he lost his balance as he was sliding down a banister. The family claims that there must have been a sticky substance on the railing. The estate's lawyer said that since alcohol was served at the concert, the promoter should have known to take extra safety precautions for the banister riders. What grown adult plays musical chairs? And what grown adult gets hurt playing musical chairs? Well, I guess it's Robin Earnest, age 46. She told an Arkansas claims hearing that she broke two fingers and was forced into years of surgery and physical therapy over a game that was part of a class at her college in Southwest Arkansas in 2011. She demanded at least $75,000 from the state. The July hearing was dominated by a discussion of the proper way to play musical chairs because the instructor had ordered three students to compete against one chair, with Earnest asserting that everyone knows it would be two chairs for three people. And you're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. Here's Miss Joni James with Why Don't You Believe Me?
Forever and ever, can I promise more? I've told you so often the way that I care. Why don't you? Just isn't fair. Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only that you can keep or break. How else can I tell you?
Like to play tic-tac-toe with your kids? Well, it might interest you to know, and it might not, but there are 362,800 unique possible combinations of the game, and out of that, 255,168 are winning configurations. Also, in 1952, tic-tac-toe was launched as the first known video game.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon. But I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send them to the store. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to wrap up. I'm going to leave you with a great song that says it all for me. It's Mr. Jerry Reed, Talk About the Good Times. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Here we come. Well, I remember when I was just children, a time when people used to treat their neighbors like a fellow man. And them all day singing and them big prayer meeting. And when a man was proud to walk up, he'd shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good time. Talk about the good time. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor helped lift your burdens. Oh, and the simple joys of life your friends would share. But the times are harder, and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who their next door neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of, when a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is old fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah.
If you ever plan on taking a vacation in this part of the country, might I recommend a stop in our beautiful area, southern New Mexico, where you can learn about Billy the Kid, some of America's atomic programs, and our space program. There's a lot to see and do here, I guarantee it. You can check out all there is to see and do in our local areas by visiting www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are now linked on my homepage at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kurtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.